Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jay-Z finally has Instagram. Adele announces her TV special, and JoJo Siwa confirms her breakup. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, November 3rd. First up, he may be a little late to the party, but Hove himself finally has IG. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Jay-Z, the billionaire hip-hop superstar, Hall of Famer, entrepreneur, and father, is now an Instagrammer. The Mood Forever rapper quietly launched his IG profile, uploading the poster for James Samuel's 2021 Netflix film, The Harder They Fall. And Hove showed just how well-versed he is with the app, even posting an Insta story featuring a countdown for the Western's premiere. For those wondering if his debut was in the name of self-promotion, you're right. The Harder They Fall is co-produced by Jay-Z, and of course, he was in charge of the official soundtrack, on which he appears across several tracks.
Stained glass windows in the church, I hope you stain proof. It's when the tides change, I'm trying to stain you.
With so many diverse business ventures, according to Forbes, the mogul's net worth conservatively totals $1 billion, making him one of only a handful of entertainers to become a billionaire and the first hip-hop artist to do so.
Next up, Adele will give her new album 30 a serious send-off party with a primetime UK concert special called An Audience with Adele, which will air Sunday, November 21st on ITV.
Go we-
With her fourth studio album set to drop 2 days prior on November 19th, the one-off concert will be captured at the prestigious London Palladium, and we'll see her performing new songs and classics before an audience comprised of her own personal heroes, fellow musicians, artists, actors, and more. As the release date for 30 draws closer, Adele is flexing on sales charts around the globe. The first single from it, Easy On Me, is currently number one on the Billboard Hot 100, Global 200, and the official UK singles chart, where it broke streaming records in its first week. And Adele has wasted no time claiming this month as her own. On Monday, November 1st, she shared the track list for 30, as well as the bonus tracks included on a Target Deluxe Edition. A week before, Adele announced a pair of 2022 summer concerts at London's Hyde Park, with pre-sales opening last Thursday, October 28th. All tickets for both shows have been sold out. 30 is a follow-up to 2015's 25, which logged 10 weeks at number one on the Billboard 200, won Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album at the 2017 Grammy Awards, and was certified Diamond by the RIAA. And finally, just days after reports surfaced about JoJo Siwa ending her relationship with Kylie Prue, the 18-year-old has officially confirmed the news.
Actually, I've yet to talk about this officially publicly, but we broke up.
On the latest episode of Paris Hilton's podcast, This Is Paris, Siwa got candid about her recent breakup, assuring fans that even though they called it quits, there is no bad blood between the two.
But she is literally still my best friend. I talked to her yesterday. She just got a new puppy. She's awesome. She's having the time of her life.
Continuing, Siwa said she was glad to know they will continue to be a part of each other's lives, saying, "I'm really lucky that I didn't lose her completely, because even though relationships end, friendships don't have to end." Closing out her first public statement about the split, Siwa revealed the reason for the breakup being that they simply felt their relationship had run its course.
"But I'm really happy that I remember all the fun times and all the good times, and nothing bad happened. It just is the definition of a cheesy saying of right person, wrong time."
JoJo officially announced that she was in a relationship to the world back in February 2021 when she told Jimmy Fallon during an interview on The Tonight Show.
"Yeah, so my girlfriend and I, you know, Kai asked me to be the girlfriend on the 8th.
The pair celebrated their one-month anniversary 4 days later in an Instagram post, making their relationship official to the public. JoJo made her Billboard chart debut back in January 2019, when her EP, Dream, The Music, appeared on the Kid Albums chart at number 22. All right, that is all for today, but for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.